This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, welcome, folks. The woman and the kids and the dogs and me, right here in North Dakota. Don't have any dogs. Got some tropical fish. Anyway, here we are for the Trump phenomenon, the June 18th edition. And thank you very much. Boy, what a day, what a night. You may be aware of it. You may have just watched it with me. Donald Trump's kickoff to the 2020 campaign in Orlando. It was an amazing speech. Just concluded minutes before we went on the air here. So we'll talk about that. I hope you got to see it. The arena, the Amway Arena, 20,000 seats. 20,000. It's a big one, folks. And it was packed. There were 100 and, I believe, correct me again, somebody with a better memory, I think he said there were 120,000, Trump, that is, said there were 120,000 ticket requests. 20,000 were able to get in. And jumbotrons, big TVs, speakers were set up outside, as I understand it, according to the president's tweets. So the people outside had quite a show, too. What were some of the highlights of the speech just concluded? One of them was, at the end, Donald Trump did a poll of the audience for the 2020 campaign slogan. You want to go with keep America great, no, excuse me, make America great again, or do you want to try keep America great? He polled the audience. The crowd went wild for both questions, for both slogans. But it appears that keep America great got the biggest response. It was hard to tell just from the audio on TV, because both responses, what do they say? They, in audio, they pinned them out. They redlined on both responses. You couldn't actually tell. Above 100% audio, you can't hear anything. So anything more. Anyway, Donald Trump indicated he held his ears as if it was deafening, and said, "Keep America great." Looks as if it won. And I think we'll be hearing both slogans. He said, make America great again was the greatest slogan, is the greatest slogan in American political history. So it's hard to change it or replace it with anything. Anyway, so that was a great. Another thing the president did in his speech, he made the point that creating a movement is his greatest achievement. And that he didn't just win a campaign in 2016, he created a movement. So he said that very explicitly in tonight's 2020 campaign opener. What are other things he said? He pounded the demon rats. He gave a lot of encouragement to Lindsey Graham, who was there in the audience, and he asked Lindsey to stand up, along with Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, right there in his home state. He had Lindsey Graham stand up, and he made the point. He was saying to Lindsey, who's the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, hey, tear these guys apart. Finally, get the investigating that's always needed doing ever since the crimes were committed by Hillary and McCabe and Comey and Obama and Holder and Lynch and Mueller, frankly. Get the real investigation going. And he also encouraged William Barr, who was not there, let's get the prosecutions going. The way the president says it, he says, we'll see what happens. That's one of his favorite phrases. We'll see what happens. Beautiful speech, folks. The president was absolutely on top of his game. And I'd love to get your reactions. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Please call in if you saw the speech. And what was your favorite moment? Melania opened. She introduced her husband. She was wonderful, as always. The crowd loved her. But what were your favorite moments? He got very explicit about the fact that, the president, does the president listen to this show? It's possible stranger things have happened. But, you know, one of the things I talk about, I like to talk about Sparky. When we get into this, talking about the felons who committed the greatest crime in American history, I like to think about Sparky. That's the nickname. Did I give it the nickname, or did somebody else? The electric chair that the federal government uses to execute traitors. I keep thinking of the Rosenbergs. I don't know who else have they electrocuted, but the president mentioned the electric chair, and he said, in this context, he was talking about the magnitude, the enormity of Hillary and company's criminality. And he says, look at the hypocrisy. If somebody subpoenaed a single email from me and I deleted that single email, they'd bring out the electric chair for Donald Trump. So I love that reference. And so that was one of my favorite moments in the speech. But let's share yours with us at 800-313-9443. Now, the president is probably at this moment en route back to Air Force One. Let's just see here. He tweeted, his most recent tweet was an hour ago, where he said, join me live tonight in Orlando at 8 p.m. Eastern as we kick off the 2020 campaign. Oh, here's a picture of the president getting back on Air Force One. Are you kidding? Is this live? No. That's he's departing. He's leaving, I guess, Andrews for Florida. Melania's in a great light dress. And there they go into probably the most magnificent plane on Earth. Newly revamped for Donald Trump. And remember the interesting story about Air Force One. You know, Boeing was redoing the plane, and Donald Trump was looking over. You know, he is a businessman. He's a technician. He's an engineer. He's a builder. He's looking over the Boeing project on his plane, our plane. I think aren't there two of them, really? You know, it's for security reasons. Anyway, he called up Boeing, the president of Boeing, and said, hey, you know, that price there is about $1 billion too high. Or something. He said something to that effect. He got Boeing to chop the price of Air Force One by a lot of money just by making a phone call. He's done this in a number of areas. He's gotten Big Pharma to drop the price of drugs by billions of dollars. It's never happened before. He's got drug prices coming down, never happened before. Just with his ability to, what, execute the art of the deal? He's got other titles, too. There was another one. He had another book, Art of the Deal, and then he had, I think, didn't he have a book called The Art of the Comeback? So anyway, what a night, what a crowd, perfectly handled, not one miscue or misstep. I didn't see any protesters. Wait a minute, I'm thinking now, were there any protesters? If there was one, did I miss it? There was something wrong with this rally, because any rally that doesn't have a protester really kind of, that's like salt and pepper. That's like, just a little bit of spice there on the salad, on the recipe. So there may not have been any protesters, or it may have been that the Amway Hall, the arena, 20,000 is so big that maybe there were some demon rats trying to protest, but they couldn't get noticed. That could also have happened. Anyway, it was beautiful. Let's see what how this is headlined over on Breitbart. I mean, it was a triumph. Let's see, I didn't take notes. I was just relishing the speech. I just relaxed and I sat there with my boy and my wife, and we just enjoyed it. I had my MAGA hat on, which I'm wearing now, and I had one of the listeners to the show sent in a Donald Trump bobblehead, which I really enjoy. And so I had my Donald Trump bobblehead there in the living room with us. And we all have MAGA hats, which we got at the two Trump rallies we attended, one in Duluth and the other in Fargo, North Dakota, Duluth, Minnesota. 25,000 packed the Amway Center. Now, it's a 20,000 capacity. Did the fire marshal let more people in? Let's see what the story is. Crowds have been waiting for 40 hours. And this is written. Not up to the minute, to get into the 25,000. Oh, I got it wrong. 25,000 capacity Amway Center. Movie screens will be outside for the overflow crowd. Oh, and then here's the other thing. Remember, we mentioned in our show last night there were almost 300, probably more than by now, 300. Watching parties across America. So some of you out there in listener land, were you at a watch party? Can you report on what that was like? I mean, this is a launch on the big scale, and the demon rats, they have nothing. They can't hold a candle to this. Remember Joe Biden at his big rally in which he said he was going to eviscerate Donald Trump, had 175 attendees, and that includes the news media and the staffers. He had 175 people in a room with 300 capacity. There are lots of lecture halls, and any big university has lecture halls that are a lot bigger than 300. and even professors can fill them. Joe Biden can't. Let's see here. Oh. Oh, Breitbart covered tonight's event live. Let's see. Okay, here's some of here's the Breitbart blow-by-blow coverage. Here, let's go back here. This is wonderful the way they do this. I'll just go through some of the highlights here. It's a one-hour speech. Trump takes the stage with Melania at 8:12 Eastern. At 8:15, says there were 120,000 requests to get in for tickets. He says the 2016 campaign turned out to be a great political movement because of you. He opened with that very important idea that what you and I and all of us, what we're in right now, what is it like, the Hotel California? You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. You can't leave this movement, folks. the 817, he says, we're soaring to new heights. I love it, this live coverage. They misspelled the word there. It's okay. Our economy is the envy of the world. So true, as the president says. He's popularized that turn of phrase. So true. The future has never looked brighter and or sharper. As long as you keep the team in place. There we go, the movement. 2016 was a defining moment in American history. These are quotes. Oh, and then at that moment, he says, ask them. And he points to the media. And then the crowd started chanting, CNN sucks. CNN sucks. And it was great. The president loved that. You wonder, how did CNN cover that? When the crowd started chanting as one person, CNN sucks, what did the CNN person do? You know, and I'll tell you what, how failing these networks are. I do know that, I think, I can't remember which one of the losers, which one of these nasty people is on which network. I'm with the rest of you. Why even watch them? You know, I know Chris Cuomo is a real puke. And so on. I know Joe Scarborough is a puke, and I think he's on MSNBC. But I really can't tell you. I couldn't tell you which one is on which network. They're so forgettable. We're draining the swamp. The crowd cheered back, drain the swamp. Talks about the demon rats wanting a do-over on the Mueller report, which is a great hoax. And he says, our patriotic movement has been under assault from the very first day. And that he has succeeded, we, under circumstances no president has had to deal with before. So true. Trump at 8:31 talking about the witch hunt. These are the timings now. And, great language. He said, what are the demon rats trying to do? They're trying to erase your legacy. Ooh, those are pregnant words there, folks. Erase your legacy. What does he mean? What are the full connotations of erase your legacy? Yeah, your civilization, your people, your culture, who you are, your nation. Destroy the future of your children. He said that 2016 was the greatest election probably in the history of our country. Absolutely true, no question. He says they, the demon rats, wanted to deny you the future you demanded and deserve. Here's another one. He characterized, remember on yesterday's show we talked about the difference between the day prior. We talked about what the defining characteristics of a leftist, a liberal, versus you patriots. And they're haters. We talked about that. And they're liars. Now, the president characterized, he uses much the same words. He says, he rips the Democrats for their hatred, their prejudice, their rage, saying they want to destroy you, destroy our country as we know it. And then he says, not acceptable, and it's not going to happen. These are other phrases that Donald Trump has really burned into America's consciousness. Not going to happen. Then at 8:33, now he's getting really warmed up to his speech. He talks about the fact that the Democrats wanted to pack the courts, radicalize judges, and then he talks very, very well about what they attempted to do to Brett Kavanaugh. And as you hear him talking about the way in which they tried to destroy Brett Kavanaugh's whole life, his family, his marriage, his legacy, his reputation, you said to yourself as you heard the president talking about Kavanaugh, hey, this is exactly what they did and are doing to Donald Trump. The viciousness of it. He talks about the demon rats as an angry left-wing mob What would they do if they were in charge of the country in 2020? The crowd went wild on that, with just the thought of that. He said, they will strip Americans of their constitutional rights, flooding the country with illegals, with hopes that they will expand their political base. And the crowd chanted at that point, build the wall, build the wall, to which the president gave him a big thumbs up. Let's skip forward here in his speech. He says the Democrats gave Hillary a free pass. The crowd chants, lock her up. Oh, and this is good. He said that if I deleted even a single email, it was actually better than that. The president said it this way. I forgot. Now I'm looking at the notes here and I can see what he said. He said, even if I deleted a love note to Melania, I would get the electric chair. And he predicts that in 2020 we'll have another earthquake. We will finish the job. The crowd chants four more years, and he says we will shut down this rigged system. He says the Washington insiders have been rigging the system, so your losses will be their gains. He blasts the bipartisan political establishment for flat wages, loss of jobs, loss of manufacturing, avalanche of job-killing regulations, one bad trade deal after another. And then he rips Hillary for calling us patriots deplorables. And then he says, and she used another word, he says, which I think was even worse, but didn't get the same attention, irredeemables. So each of you, hearing my words now, you are deplorable. But you're worse than that. Because if you're deplorable, at least you could redeem yourself. But no, you're irredeemable. You can't even redeem yourself. Maybe deplorable got picked up more because it's easier to pronounce. And the leftists, not only are they nasty, they actually are kind of stupid. So how else could you explain someone becoming a left winger? There has to be a screw loose, and they have to be not playing with a full deck. So irredeemable may be a little bit outside of their vocabulary range. Let's see. I will never, ever let you down, he said. The crowd went wild. And he's never forgotten who sent him to the White House. He says, these are great notes that Breitbart took. He says, I am breaking the most sacred rule in Washington politics, keeping our promises to the American people. Then he introduces at 9 o'clock, introduces Sarah Huckabee Sanders and predicts she will run for governor of Arkansas. And says she has been in the front row of history to see him make drastic changes to make America great. He says, I'm fighting for all of the people in this room. We will have an incredible 6 more years to make our country stronger than it has ever been. And there you go. Now he ends on that note. And let me look at our caller board here. If you want to call in, did you watch the speech? If you didn't, make it a point later tonight. Watch a rerun on YouTube or wherever you can find it. And sit down with your family and enjoy it. There will be many, many more such rallies, but there will be only one launch rally. This was it. And boy, I'll tell you, it's all there. There's no, you talk about a crowd that's on fire, and it was beautiful. You know, the proliferation of MAGA hats in this crowd, I think there were more people with MAGA hats on than without, which, and they're $25 each. So that's pretty impressive to see that sea of red hats. And when you go to your first Trump rally, folks, you'll find that there are vendors there. It's all very friendly and fun. Just everybody's, as Breitbart reported, there were people, large crowds, 40 hours before this event. That's almost 2 days having fun, just sitting in your, bring your lawn chair, bring an umbrella for sun or rain, and the crowd is so wonderful. You can leave your lawn chair and your umbrella, just leave it wherever you are on the line when the line starts moving and they let people in. And when you finish, come back and it'll all be there untouched. Everything you left, where you were. And there are thousands of such, you know, little encampments of people, just their chairs, their umbrellas, their coolers. Nobody touched them. Come back and get it and then walk back to your car. How do you like that? It's a very special crowd that comes to a Trump rally. Very. Well, who are... What comprises that crowd? Well, you comprise it, America's best. As Mike Rivera says in the promotions for this radio network, and please make sure you're contributing to RBN. Make all this happen, you know, on into the future. And let's hope that places like Breitbart and RBN actually do replace things that suck, like CNN. It was this radio network that John Stadtmuller has started, that's the kernel, that's the seed from which great things, much bigger things, could expand outward. And the energy for doing all of that, who provides that energy? Well, hey, it's you. And with your money, that's what makes the wheels go round. So make sure you've made a contribution to Republic Broadcasting recently, and then make it a habit. And how do you make the contribution? Just go to republicbroadcasting.org and look on the front page there. You'll see all sorts of indications as to how you can donate. And may I say this? You can donate any way you like. Just get the address there in Round Rock, Texas. I won't burden you with it now. Just go on to republicbroadcasting.org, copy that Round Rock, Texas address, and put something in an envelope. And it can be anything. I used to joke. I used to raise money and say, well, send money to my P.O. box here, and then I'll put that money back in an envelope and send it on to Republic Broadcasting. But I've simplified the process. Don't send it to me. Send it straight to Republic Broadcasting. Unless it's a really, really... unless you really have money burning a hole in your pocket after you write your check for $100,000 to Republic Broadcasting, if you want to send me a birthday present, I will not object. But send it straight to Republic Broadcasting. And I used to joke, I say, well, you know, I'll accept anything. Ming China, gold doubloons, rare postage stamps. Put it in an envelope and send it along. And don't be worried. Cash works. I've received cash. I've received cash inside of aluminum foil. I've received it inside of a card. And does it make it through the mail? Yes, it does. And I do not know of a single instance of money disappearing in the mail. So, personal checks, money orders work. Money orders are great. You go to the U.S. Post Office. I'll tell you what, there's a lot that's still great about the U.S. Post Office. Like for a dollar, you can get a money order. It's guaranteed. You can't lose your money. If for some reason it did get lost in the mail, all of your funds would be refunded to you. That is guaranteed. And it's like a dollar for a money order. Let's see here. Let me go in and look at how Breitbart's covering the story now. And let's see whether Donald Trump has started tweeting yet. Let's see. No, he hasn't. And Breitbart's coverage is as follows. I'll hit refresh. The watch parties, they're starting to report on the watch parties. We'll be right back.
The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and/or toes often go cold, arms and/or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is...
Hey, we're back, folks. We'll go to the callers right now. Tom in Utah. Tom, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can, James, but can you get closer to your mic? You sound like you're in the bathroom or in a cathedral.
Okay, no, I sat back a little bit here. Let me get closer to the mic. How's that? Better?
That's getting better. Get a little tighter. Get up there and kiss that baby.
Okay, all right, here I am. I'm like Frank Sinatra on the microphone now.
You sound great.
All right, thank you.
It's a lot easier, a lot pleasanter to listen to your program if you're up there tight on the mic, so we don't have to hear all the background reverberation.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you for making that. And folks, I like that. Let me know how the show comes across, the audio and so on, because it is important with radio that the sound is good. So, Tom, thank you for that, and share some of your wisdom with us.
Well, I don't have much, but I've been listening to, I've been listening to the fake news, and I just had to dial you in so I could get a little bit of like a blood transfusion.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It really, it's, but go ahead. The wall-to-wall discouragement that's the mainstream media, it's pretty amazing. Thank goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, talk about miracles. Newt Gingrich today said it's a miracle. He said it's a miracle that after all of these attacks and the viciousness against him, that Donald Trump is still standing. And it's a miracle, Tom, that we have anything like RBN or Fox, the better part of Fox, or Breitbart. It's wonderful that we have these things, because it could have turned out differently. We could very well be like the Soviet people living in the gulag, who they had nothing like this.
We could have had what the Democratic Party wanted.
Yep.
Well, would we be rejoicing homeless in our own land?
Yep, with no voice.
By the way, isn't it funny? I don't know. They were playing a clip of Hillary Clinton talking about how, you know, how corrupt Donald Trump is and all that. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about, woman? Where's the mirror? Could somebody please pass Hillary Clinton the mirror?
Right. Well, you know, that is one of the features of evil people, is that they engage in the psychological phenomenon of projection. So if, you know, if they accuse you of thievery, if they're thieves and so on, they accuse you of being nasty if they're nasty. It's a basic fundamental feature of mental illness and of evil.
And all those Democratic legislators want to see Donald Trump in jail. I wonder where they got that idea from.
Yeah, well, Nancy Pelosi's... Yeah, Pelosi, this is amazing. This has never occurred in your life or mine, that a Speaker of the House would say of an elected U.S. president, I don't want to see him impeached, I want to see him in prison. Nancy Pelosi said that.
Well, like I say, they probably heard that phrase, you know, when Donald Trump was running. He said, I want to put that woman in prison. So now they just have, how do you say, they're like parrots. But they just change the object.
And I'll tell you what, it's we patriots who've been, you know, shouting, put her in prison. Donald Trump himself, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think he's ever actually called for the imprisonment of Hillary Clinton. And and I think that's the way, you know, I think that he's done that correctly. But it's we patriots who've been chanting, lock her up. And Donald Trump is right when he says, well, we'll see what happens, because what happens will be contingent upon William Barr. And he's the man who, if indictments are going to be handed down, it will be William Barr that has to do it. Donald Trump himself can't do it. And I'm very hopeful. I think William Barr looks like he's a winner. So, and you know, as the dirt is unearthed, this will be. I mean, it may be. I mean, it's going to go up to the top. And Donald Trump said it the other day. He said to George Stephanopoulos, that little worm. I love what Donald Trump called him. He said to him, let's see what he called him. He said, it's going to come to me in just a moment. He said, you're a what did he say? It'll come back to me. But he said, you're being a little something, which is your style. And but Barr is going to have to launch those prosecutions. And as the dirt comes up, Trump said, it's not possible that Barack Obama did not know about the coup d'etat conducted within the FBI and the top of the Justice Department. He said, how could Obama not have known? He said that, he reiterated it, made it clear to Stephanopoulos that he believes that Obama was part and parcel of the greatest crime in American history, the coup d'etat against a candidate and then an elected president, Donald Trump. And I'll say this, I'll kind of go back and looking back at what I said then, I said that I think I said something like Obama was calling the shots. Actually, I don't think Obama would have been calling the shots. I think Obama is not the top. He's not that. I don't think that's his position in the deep state. He was aware. He was aware and supported fully the coup d'etat against Donald Trump. I'm sure of that. But directing it from the Oval Office, probably not. And that's the wording of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page as they send their love notes back and forth, as they sext back and forth to each other, is that he said the POTUS, the President of the United States, wants to know everything we're doing. And if you read between the lines, if he's giving the orders, of course he knows what they're doing, because he's telling them what to do. The way I read that, he wants to know everything we're doing. He wants to be kept informed of what our team, and both Strzok and Page refer to the fact that they are part of a team within the deep state, coming up with an insurance policy to make sure Donald Trump does not become president. So I think Obama is, you know, I think people like John Brennan may be senior to someone like Barack Obama in the hierarchy of the deep state. Anyway, Tom, are you there or did we lose you? Pretty quiet. Well, there you are.
I'm soaking that all in.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
By the way, I sat before Obama three times. Would be thinking him as a Manchurian candidate, would that be appropriate? In other words, when I was there face-to-face with him, three different events, talking to him directly on issues I've exposed, it's like he was wearing an earbud, and I'd ask him a question or make a statement, and he would pause and then finally give an answer, like he had to hear it first and then say it. So I don't think the man was intelligent enough to make any decision on his own, but he sure was a perfect pawn.
Yeah, I think Manchurian candidate is an appropriate term there. Is it? In other words, I don't think he is the central, I don't think he's the Don, so to speak.
No,
I don't think so. If the deep state even has a Don, that's a very interesting question. Who actually comprises the inner circle of the deep state at this time?
I don't even have a clue.
Yeah, I think there are two ways to look at it. One is you can focus on the idea that there would be a cabal of people like at the George Soros level who actually can physically sit down at a table and meet with each other as a directorate of evil. That group may exist, or several groups of such people surely do exist. But another way to look at it that is a certainty and not speculative at all is that evil people they are birds of a feather, and they do flock together. So that there's a natural synchronicity between evil people, just as there's a natural synchronicity between good people like you, Tom, and your kinsmen, so that you know, they say great minds think alike.
And you.
Well, thank you. You're so kind. So we birds of a feather do flock together, and this is true of evil people. So what looks like a conspiracy or looks like a carefully executed plan need not always be such. It could simply be that these people coordinate very well with each other, like a school of anchovies or sardines. They all move together.
They've obtained power and they don't want to give it up. That's a given.
Yeah.
A lot of those people are deeply embedded into the most wealthy counties on the earth, right? And now that Donald Trump's coming in and starting to disrupt their little game, they're fearful of losing their houses. I mean, if you go to Silver Springs, you go in the Beltway, you see so much wealth, it's unbelievable. So I know they're terrified that they're going to be stripped of their power, and that means they lose everything, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I saw that panic when I was in D.C.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Trump creates a real panic for them.
Yeah, it's a little bit counterintuitive, folks, at first, but when you think about it for a moment, it makes sense. How could somebody make a lot of money on destroying America? It seems contradictory, but it's not actually. Could someone actually make millions of dollars personally by destroying our nation? Yeah, they could. You're right. They could secure a fabulous home, a fabulous job, incredible money, even in the process of destroying our country. And they have been doing that. They are doing that, and they appear to be aware of that. That they are actually. That's another aspect of evil, folks. When you good people have a hard time comprehending evil, and many times we're shackled, we're hobbled in our ability to fight evil because it's somewhat incomprehensible to us. Here's an aspect of evil that really, whenever you read a story of a crime or the behavior of a really evil person, the good person confronted with the evil person has that moment, that shocking moment of realization that the evil person in front of them actually enjoys inflicting pain.
Yeah, that's something I had to come to accept when I got into that realm. And you know what's funny? I hate to say this, but I spent many of my hours in D.C. utilizing the men's room as an office. You know, low-budget, not lobbyist, but advocate for the people that I've been. You know, you spend a lot of time using the men's room as your office, and that's kind of where you learn the real facts of the mentality of these people. They come down the bathroom, now they're talking loosely with each other, and you find out that they are not the moral stalwarts that they paint themselves to be on the TV. You begin to realize these are real corrupt individuals. They're utilizing that power, that position, to simply ingratiate themselves, and they don't give a crap about you. They're willing to destroy a nation simply to line their own pockets.
And that other even more frightening level of evil. One level, you know, take the elevator down one more floor into the real.
That was.
and you go into that area where not only are they lining their pockets and enriching themselves by hurting you, but you go one level lower, and they simply enjoy evil for the sake of evil, pain
exactly.
For the sake of pain. They're not gaining anything, not gaining any money. It might even be quite inconvenient for them, but they enjoy it so much, torturing. I don't want to turn the conversation off color here, but actually, you know, and you read the story of these people, they realize the person who's
sadistic.
This person's cutting off my fingers.
Sociopathic.
Why? Yeah, they enjoy it. Yeah.
After I met with Obama, I just got to tell you, Jim, when I met with Obama, I felt like I had to walk out of that meeting, wash my hands with Drano. When I sat before Hillary Clinton three times, I walked out of there feeling like I need to take a shower with Santa Flush. Toilet bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
By the way, I don't know how much time you got, but please, when you get a chance, would you call me? Since I was blinded after I was a whistleblower there, I can't see to call you or find you, but go to gassingamerica.com. Go to the bottom and dial me up. I got to share with you not only my experiences in D.C., but also my experiences in our favorite spot, Santa Monica, California.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. GassingAmerica.com.
You and I have a common history. We got to get together.
Okay. GassingAmerica.com.
Yeah, right now I'm working on another case, which is a, quote, Brady versus the state of Maryland, where there's been denial of due process, discovery, and all of that for a year now. So you can look at that, meadowsfire.com. But my main thing is get to my phone number at the bottom. And I want to talk to you about Pacific Palisades, Venice Beach, Santa Monica, you know, the whole schmeal there.
Okay, I'm on the page now, and I'm looking down at the bottom. I'm not going to say anything on the air here, but just so you know,
if you want. My enemies can find me. Why not let my friends have access to me easily? If I have
No, that's all right. I see the number in question, so I will call you. I'm sorry for being a little bit dense. I think you've tried to communicate some of this to me in the past, and I'm a little too scatterbrained to have gotten what you were saying, but I'm focusing better now, and I will call you.
Well, I'm glad you're hard-headed. Otherwise, you would have turned into a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm proud of that. I can say, I was thinking back, have I ever for a moment, for one second, have I ever been a Democrat? No, I haven't. Well, thank you very much, Tom. And God bless you.
I love your program. You're a good man.
Thank you.
And don't take any crap from those detractors. We need a positive spin on Trump, always. We get enough crap through CNN. Yeah.
And I appreciate it. I'm a tough guy like you. And so I actually...
You live in the Dakotas.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And a little bit of resistance is refreshing, and it actually helps you. And ladies, I'm not saying anything misogynistic here, but just as an example, you could reverse the story. But I think there's a famous story about Socrates that he had a very impossible wife who gave him a lot of grief. And people said, "How can you take it, Socrates? My gosh, this woman, she's a nightmare." And Socrates said, "Oh, no. She has made me." The philosopher with whom you're speaking now would not be here were it not for Xantippe. That's the name of his wife, Xantippe. Spelled with an X, Xantippe. My wife is a delight. I don't have any Xantippe. I'm not married to a Xantippe, but all you men and women Xantippes out there, you've actually, sharpened my game. So thank you.
Well, my wife, she deserves to be Socrates' wife because I've been a real challenge for her. You know, when you're doing battle for people like what you and I have done, your families do take a hit. Your family life, you turn your wife into a widow simply because you're out there trying to save others. So my wife, even though she deserves to be cranky with me, she is a good lady because she's toughed it out with me. So I just want to give her honor while I got a second here to bend your ear.
Well, thank you. And Donald Trump must feel exactly the same way about Melania, who has been a wonderful...
We are so lucky to have Donald Trump. We are so fortunate. You cannot fathom how filthy I could feel of the characters of those men who were running against him. And I'm talking about the Republicans. They pretend to be angels. They pretend to be, quote, Christians. But if you sat in that bathroom in the basement of the Senate offices, well, you'd learn a whole different picture of these men. I was terrified that Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz would make it. Not with my experience in the basement. You don't want those guys. Sorry. I probably better shut up or I'll get myself shot.
Well, Tom, thank you very much, and I'll heed your advice that you've been giving me for a while, and I have I haven't listened very well. So thank you very much, Tom, and see you again down the trail.
Thank the Lord for King Cyrus, and we've got him.
Thank you. I agree. And, of course, folks, Tom there is making the allusion to Cyrus of the Bible, who freed the Jews. And Donald Trump has freed us. In so many ways. And he talked about that tonight in his kickoff to the 2020 campaign, which was just a wonderful thing. And I'm with Newt Gingrich. There's a story here. I touched upon it a moment ago. I haven't even read this story. Here it is. Uh, oh, I've got to give you this. This is such a juicy one. This will make your day, folks. Donald Trump has indicated that he may tweet live from the Democrat debates. So he's going to watch the Democrat debates just as you and I will, with his popcorn there, Melania by his side. And he's saying, I may go live and stream my tweets. You know, right as, oh, this would be so fun. Mr. President, please do it. Please do it. So that he's listening to Joe Biden, you know, having a back and forth with Bernie Sanders. And then Donald Trump gets in his zingers. This is going to be wonderful. There'll be more people paying attention to Donald Trump's running commentary than to Biden or Pocahontas or any of the rest of them. Let me look for the story here. He says, where did he say? Oh, something he... Well, two other stories. I'll go to two other stories. So that's wonderful. Mr. President, please do it. Newt Gingrich says, it's a miracle that Trump is still standing. He says, it is nothing short of a miracle, given the beating he has taken in the mainstream media. He says, when you've had 93% negative press coverage, the very fact that he's still standing is a miracle. And then he says, and of course, where did Newt Gingrich get a chance to say that? On Fox. Where else? He was talking from Rome, Italy. Or is it Rome, Georgia? Well, anyway. And Gingrich said, he's given us exactly what he promised. He says, exactly on this date, 4 years ago, Trump was at 1%, and 67% of Republicans said they would never vote for him. On this date, 4 years ago. So that was the launch date. Remember, it was June 16th, I believe, almost the same day, of 2015, that Trump came down the golden escalator with Melania. Just as today he came down the gangway from Air Force One with Melania on his arm. And he was at 1%. And I didn't know about this poll. 67% of Republicans said they would never vote for him. And Gingrich says, this is a great campaigner. Remember, Gingrich has been a Speaker of the House himself, like Pelosi. He's had some real power. And he says, Gingrich has a tremendous instinct in these things. He says, I think Donald Trump believes that he's going to win. And he also believes it's going to be a fight to the finish, Gingrich says. He says, Gingrich says, the Democrats are pretty weak. No, this is Gingrich talking about Trump's state of mind. He says, I think Trump believes the Democrats are pretty weak. And I'm inclined to agree with him. And me too. I'll agree with that. And he says, if the Democrats run a far left campaign against Trump, the Democrats could, quote, stumble into a George McGovern, Walter Mondale sized disaster. The former speaker said, I agree with that. Gingrich underscored the intense relationship. That's his phrase. Intense relationship Mr. Trump has with his base. Well, what's that, folks? I was telling that to my kids on the couch as we were watching Trump tonight. I love this man. And this is an intense relationship that we have with this great man in our lives. And he says that base, Gingrich says, was looking for somebody with guts. Mortgage documentations can reverse or we got him. Hey, thank you very much. In favor of the homeowner. We'll cover the watch parties in tomorrow night's show. See you then, folks.
Property and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.